Hi, and welcome back to The Actualizing Woman. I'm Claire Bailey, and this is part two of Why Do You Want to Leave, Claire? Probably about 6 months ago, I thought, God, there was a book by a woman. Who was that? And where is that blimmin' book now? So I went through all my old papers and my old everything from uni, and here it is. And it's highlighted like you wouldn't believe. So I'm going to quote a bit from that book today. So she's talking about that potential of another 25, 30 years, which is what I feel I have, of taking advantage of that time that I've got now to create something more. So I'm going to quote. Here we go. This is Natalie Rogers. In this new aloneness, because obviously she was divorced at this point, and I think at this point as well, sorry, jumping in here, I'm interrupting my own self. She has moved to California to start again and start a new life. So what she's saying is, in this new aloneness, we have the opportunity for a whole new era of 20 to 35 years. If the first 20 years are devoted to growing up and the second 20 to raising a family, there are still two spans of 20 years left to go. She's very much bringing up that awareness for her that there's this big chunk of blimmin' years. What do you do with it? What do you do with it? And what she's doing and what I am doing is exploring who I am, because when I was a mum, and I know I'm still a mum, during those years where I was devoted to looking after and putting first my two children, I didn't really get the time or the space to consider, who the hell am I? Who the hell am I now? Because I'm a different person from who I was when I was 20. And certainly different from who I was when I was 35 and starting businesses and stuff. Who am I now at 55? Now that I'm, and I can't help but feel this, and I have experienced this, I'm a little bit more invisible than I was when I was 30 and hot. Hot-ish. Okay, hot-ish. I've not got the same body. I've not got the same hair. I've not got the same family around me. I've not got as much youth. Where's all the blimmin' time gone? What happened to all those days that I went through? Those 2+ decades of bringing up children have gone by in a blimmin' flash. And suddenly I'm the age of my mother. But obviously I'm not. I've become my mother in that I look like her. My hair is grey like her. I'm as invisible as she was perhaps at that time. And there's a period of reassessment I feel I need now. I want to start again. I want carte blanche. I want to re-enter the world again as a 56, 7, 8-year-old woman with no history that everybody knows about, you know? To find out who I am now. And just to say as well, I'm going through, my children are both diagnosed neurodiverse. And my daughter has particularly said, Mum, something wrong with you. You too. We've got it from somewhere, Mum. It might be Dad, but we think it's you. Oh, cheers. So go and get yourself tested. Go and get yourself assessed, Mum. So I did. And I thought, I might be just a little bit ADHD. And certainly I can tick a lot of the boxes on the assessment form, you know. So that's where I am at the moment. I'm going through. I'm in between assessment appointments. And the next one's coming up soon, where they tell me whether they really do think I am ADHD. And that's going to be an eye-opener. If they actually say that, I might just be a bit shocked. Because I have to work out then what the hell that means. That would certainly explain a lot of things. You know, why I get tired of tired of people, start businesses and drop them. I think there's 17 different businesses my kids have seen me start and finish within hours. Maybe a week or two tops, you know, some were really long-term businesses. Quite an overactive mind, creative mind as well. And to gibber on a little more, I have a vibe that the French aren't over keen on making friends very quickly with people. You are at an arm's length to some degree for a while. That suits me fine. It's perfect. And also, I don't know if you heard that, also the language is a barrier and I love that too. Je ne comprends pas. And I walk away. So that's another bonus too. I'm English and I don't speak French. I do speak French. And I'm going to end soon. But just to say that part of the journey of discovery of who the heck I am now as a 55-year-old woman is about also learning to accept who I am as well, especially if there's a diagnosis on board. And learning to accept myself and work out if I do have ADHD, what that could have meant for me when I was a kid. That might be big if that comes back as a positive diagnosis. It will be positive in that if it comes back as, yes, you are ADHD, I will see that as a positive step because I want to know about myself. That's the whole blimmin' point of authenticity. I need to know myself. I want to know who I am. And if some doctors, shrinks, psychologists, psychiatrists can say, Claire, this is what makes you like this. Like A, like B, like C. And you will experience and always experience X, Y, and Z. This is your makeup. This is how to handle it. This is important information. I will grab it because that puts me one step closer to understanding who I am. But there will be some grief and sadness involved in that, of course, because I've struggled all my life with what's in my head. Just to touch on this really briefly, there's trauma in my childhood. Long story, I always thought that I just would be more, inverted commas, normal or happier if I just had some more counselling. You know, the struggles, the emotional struggles I've had all of my life, without exception, all of my life, I'd written off to PTSD or a trauma or some kind of mess up from my childhood. But in fact, it could just be, and I say just very lightly, it could be that it's ADHD and was all along. So that's going to be interesting. I've got another appointment at the end of May, so we'll see. There was another quote I wanted to quote, and I don't remember what the quote was that I was going to quote, so I'm going to have a look. It's something that would be of benefit in today's episode. Okay, yes. Again, Natalie Rogers from her book. Yeah, I can't stop reading this woman's stuff. She's just saying that her dreams involve starting afresh, allowing new aspects of myself to emerge, she writes. Wondering what I could become personally and professionally. And again, there is that for me as well. Who will I be when I'm in France? Who will I feel free enough to be? Am I actually a recluse? I mean, I think we know that already. But am I going to be one of those women who has lots of cats and just stays in her garden and will die in her cottage and no one will know my name, and I would have an air of mystery and enigma around me. Who am I? Who's the funny lady, the English lady that lives in that big mansion down the road, that kind of thing? Or what's that smell coming out of that tiny townhouse? I think that English woman lives there. Who knows? How is it all going to be for me over there? Who am I going to be? Am I going to be a Frenchman? I've got a psychic friend. She's great. Spot on almost all of the time. She says I'm going to meet a Frenchman. She says I'm going to meet an expat as well. And I'm going to have a choice between these two guys. And I'm thinking, oh, please say the Frenchman. And she says, you'll end up with a Frenchman. I'm like, oh, yes. Oh, great. I'm off. So who will I be? Who will I be free to be when I'm in France? I don't know. I just hope I get there. I read something on, I didn't read. Who are you trying to kid, Claire? I was watching a YouTube short yesterday, and this woman was saying, because I believe that whatever comes up on your feed is for you. Although I think that's probably the point, isn't it? They know what you're into. But anyway, this woman was saying about set your intention, just saying, I want to go to France. I want to live in France. I want to buy a house in France and I want to be French and all that stuff. Doesn't necessarily grab the universe and help you with that. You have to set the intention. So you have to say, I need to say, I am going to France. I am going to France. I am going to France. And then she was saying that once you say what you are going to do, then the universe works in your favor. So from now on, I'm going to say, I'm going to France. Okay. Just in case this universe thing works. I think it does. I don't want to come across as one of those people that just believes in all of those things, but I can't help but think that if you make a decision and set an intention, that it's much more likely to work because it gives you an actually firm goal. There's a line in the sand. This will happen. I just hope it happens in the way I want it to happen. I hope I don't get kidnapped and sent to France. I live in a commune or prison. I hope I've got some choice about it. I digress. Thank you for listening today. I'm sorry about me. I've had some chocolate today and I really shouldn't have done. And a bit too much as well. And I feel a bit sick. I'm also a bit sugared up. So you will learn not to listen to the ones where I'm a bit sugared up because they're the longer episodes. Just saying. I will leave you all alone. Thank you for joining me today. No idea what I'm going to talk to you about next time, but it certainly will be about moving to France, self-development, actualization, guaranteed. I'll see you in the next one. Ta-da.